This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Okay, right now, Sigiyona, Women's Deal Wednesday, where we share spotlights. Kubantu nje besimame, they are doing amazing things. And today, we do have uSisi Nompumelelo Cele right here on the studio line with me. So we're going to be talking with her in a while, but gang's on tune from there and just a little bit about her. Masenje siyangena ku interview ye too for today. So nje, it is important nje ukuthi ngisho ukuthi because ungisendele lokho eceleni nje after engisendele ibio yakhe wathi the profile must definitely include this ukuthi she has been recently appointed as the marketing manager of Black Shadow Pictures, a film production company. So Yonagele, that is the recent news engazisho njengayo, but I'm just going to read her bio before we get into an interview. So Nompumelelo, or Umpume as many people know her, is the founder and managing director of Kaya M Creative Solutions and marketing communications, an agency dedicated to crafting strategies that transform brands from ideas into impactful successes. With over 15 years of expertise, she has consistently demonstrated her ability to add real value at every stage of a brand's journey, from planning and execution to insightful performance analysis. Her influence extends beyond her agency as a proud member of the Management Committee for Women in Business. She leads the branding and communications initiatives with distinction. So nje, because I'm so to summarize and I'm just gonna move on just a little bit. But uSisi Nompumelelo is not just a strategist, she's also a storyteller. She wrote a radio drama, Ivuka Uzithathe, that aired on one of the South Africa's radio station, Ukhozi FM, which is courageously addressed the stigma surrounding HIV and AIDS. This passion for storytelling continues today with her recent accomplishments in producing and acting in short films, The Price of Loyalty 2024, and directing and editing the short documentary An Outside Life of Wild Birds in Nayapumango 2024. So to Nompumelelo's work reflects a passion for empowering brands deep to communicate authentically, while also using her creative talents to inspire and drive change. She is a true force, merging strategic thinking with heartfelt storytelling, leaving a legacy of empowerment and authenticity in her name. So that was a little biography about Tiena, uSisi Nompumelelo. I think we have her. Sawubona, uSisi Nompumelelo.
Sawubona, Mvelo.
Before we get into izinto eziningi, before we get into the topic of today, I just want you to tell me more about these two companies that you are involved in, which is the one that you are the founder and managing director of, Ikaya M Creative Solutions, I believe. And you can also tell us more about Black Shadow Pictures. Yes.
Okay. All right. Firstly, let me greet everyone in the studio. Also, good afternoon to the listeners of MUT Radio. Thank you so much for inviting me today to come and talk about my work in marketing.
Yes, thank
you. So just to briefly talk about the companies and projects I'm involved in, I am the founder and managing director of Kanya M Creative Solutions. So it's a marketing communications agency. We passionate about building brands and delivering results to clients. So that's what we basically do. So, but I will go into details as the interview carries on. So I'm involved, in the women in business. My portfolio is brand and communication, where I also design and write a monthly newsletter that actually have more than 5,000 readers on a monthly basis. So the Women in Business South Africa is an organization that looks at empowering female entrepreneurs. So we do host events whereby we gather entrepreneurs not only female entrepreneurs, but everyone who's an entrepreneur to come to have an opportunity to network with other entrepreneurs and also to grow and get knowledge that will help them grow in their businesses. And then let me also mention my recent appointment as Black Shadow Pictures. We recently had a production launch that was launched on Saturday. So my role as Black Shadow Pictures, which is a film production company, I'm a marketing manager. And when we launched on Saturday, it was such a success because we had people from the film and television industry, and also we had such an amazing audience. Just to name a few special guests that we had on that day, we had Mthokozi Sikavela from My Brother's Keeper. We had Lumsani Ndlovu DKG from Uzalo Season 10, and also Jimmy Makubane from Netflix Blood Legacy and the Malutis. And then we also had a professional actor, Nivek Korodia. And also the MC at the launch was Muzi Mbeyane, who's also a known face in the industry. He is an actor. So basically, Black Shadow Pictures, even though the production company is still new, but the people that are involved in the managing of the company, the team behind Black Shadow Pictures, they are well versed and they have so much experience in the industry, which is why they have this kind of relationships in the industry. Also, what I like most about Black Shadow Pictures is that it empowers the youth. So it creates opportunities for you to get their foot on the door in the film industry. They are not only looking at the people who are already in the industry, but they are also grooming the youth so that they can also have a fair chance to get more opportunities in the film and television industry. So basically, yeah, that's what I'm involved in.
Oh, thank you very much for that beautiful answer. And we just want to congratulate you as the MUT Radio in your new appointment as manager of Black Shadow Pictures. I think it's a huge achievement, I believe.
Okay, thank you so much,
Mvelo. Yes, thank you. So let's just get to, I think because of time, to what we are talking about today, what we are discussing. We are discussing the importance of marketing and the success of any organization. Just So I think we should start from the roots, Inji. Just in case our listener maybe doesn't understand what is marketing, maybe you can explain in the simplest form or in your own understanding.
Okay, thank you so much, Ndelo. I like this topic. It's so close to my heart because I'm such a passionate marketer. So when we talk about marketing, let's just start from the roots. Marketing, it is the heartbeat of a business, of business growth. So I know most people, when they think about marketing, they always think about promotions, advertising, sales. But it's more than that. It's not only those things. It's about creating demand. It's about building relationships and also driving revenue to the business. So a well-executed marketing strategy, it helps businesses in that manner to drive sales into the business. But first, you need to build a brand that people can trust. So personally, I believe that the role of a marketer is to build a brand that connects with the people and manage perception and give answers to the big question, why the organization is existing. So just to summarize the role of a marketer, the marketing department, the team, that is their role in the organization.
Thank you very much for that answer. So just to move on, how does marketing contribute to the growth and profitability of an organization?
Or to the growth and visibility
and profitability
of the organization. All right. So firstly, let me say that differentiation is important. So marketing, it does contribute a lot into the growth of the organization, because number one, you have to build that brand so that it becomes unique, so that you can differentiate, that brand in the marketplace, because as we all know, the marketplace is crowded. So, in order for you to stand out, and so that you can become top of the mind in your target consumer, you need to be able to differentiate your own brand. So you need to have that uniqueness. So marketing, it helps you to be able to design a brand that will be unique and be trusted by your target markets. So that in the long term, you won't have to work so hard to figure out how to recruit customers and clients. So those clients and customers, your prospective clients and customers, they will be coming to you. They will be drawn to you based on how you have built your own brand.
So just as a person who has been in the industry, because I read your bio, you've been in the industry for, I think, about 15 years or more than that. What mistake have you seen, maybe small businesses, the mistake that you've seen small business or any business make in that matter when it comes to marketing?
All right. As I said earlier, when people think about marketing, especially the small businesses, they think about sales, they think about promotion. When someone goes, for an example, on social media, they want to post about the content that is promotion based, and forgetting that you have to have authentic storytelling content that will connect with the people, so that people can resonate with what you are saying to them. So the biggest mistake that small businesses make is to push sales first and say that is marketing. Whereas if you are giving people solutions, that is way better than just driving sales and saying, please buy this because, you know, it's cheaper or it's more quality. But instead of just saying that, you need to create a story that people can relate to, that they can resonate with. So I'm a believer in authentic storytelling. I think that's the biggest mistake. And also choosing the wrong marketing strategy as well. So that is a disaster. I mean, because of that, you may even end up damaging your brand. And that can lead to mistrust in your target market, because you will have these misaligned messages. And so that can really affect your brand reputation.
Thank you very much. So just let's say I have a small business that I'm just trying to start up. I'm just trying to make a profit. I'm still trying to make people notice my business. What marketing strategy can I use as an upcoming business? I'm still small. I'm still trying to get people to know my brand.
All right. Before you can even go to marketing strategy, having a marketing strategy, you have to start from the roots, from the bottom. You have to mine data. You have to understand the market you are venturing into. It's so important that you do data analysis on your market, understand the market first, and then understand your brand as well, what you would like to achieve in this business, your goals. And then after doing that, when you have this data and having an understanding of your market, that's where now you can start developing your marketing strategy. It will be driven or it will be guided by the data that you will get when you start mining the data from the market. Doing the research, in simple terms, it's very important, because that will guide you in developing a fitting marketing strategy.
Just speaking of it, data analysis, how important is it to get customer feedback in order to in shaping the success of a marketing campaign? How important is collecting data?
Yeah, data analysis is very important. Yeah, in my career, I've been like really been involved in the data analytics as well. So I can say that data it is like fuel. It drives your marketing strategy. So it's very important. Data analysis is very important because with data analysis, you can understand your audience behavior. So you understand their behavior, their preferences, what they like, what they don't like, their interests. And also you are able to identify trends, and you can also be able to benchmark yourself with your competitors in your industry.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Susan Bume. I think because of time, we're just going to have to stop there. But before I let you go, just in case maybe someone is listening and they're looking for an agency, because I am Creative Solution, just in case they want to work with you.
Okay, we do have social media pages, LinkedIn and Facebook. Just search for Kanya M Creative Solutions. We are available there. And also these organizations that I've mentioned, Black Shadow Pictures is also on social media, Instagram, TikTok and Facebook. And also Women in Business is on social media, all social media platforms. You'll be able to reach me in these organizations. And sometimes we do host. We are always on a monthly basis, hosting, webinars. They are free. It's free webinars for Dr. S. Ndlovu Medical Center. So those webinars, they basically teaching the audience about the health and wellness issues, so that you can understand the health and wellness, so that you can become a healthier person, because your health is your wealth. That's what we believe in. So Kanya M Creative Solutions, we partner with Dr. S. Ndlovu Medical Center to host these webinars that are educating people.
Thank you very much, Sis Mpume, for joining us on MET Radio today. We hope someone out there who is listening got all of that, and someone who is maybe looking forward to studying marketing right here at MET got something before the start of their classes. Thank you very much for joining us on MET Radio.
Thank you so much, Velocity.
Yes, thank you very much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.